From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Ciara Hewlett. Lawyers for the man accused of killing conservative activist Charlie Kirk are asking for a delay on a preliminary hearing. It's scheduled for May. Tyler Robinson's defense team says they need time to review new materials. That includes a bold analysis from the U.S. Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. The lawyers say the analysis could not conclusively connect a bullet fragment recovered during an autopsy to the rifle found near the scene. The FBI is running more tests. Prosecutors say DNA evidence ties Robinson to the rifle. Robinson is due back in court April 17th for a hearing on a defense motion to ban cameras from the courtroom. A new data center could be coming to the Dugway Proving Ground in Utah's West Desert. The U.S. Army selected the installation to house a 1,200-acre commercial data center. The project is slated to open in fiscal year 2029. It's a partnership with CyrusOne, a data center company funded by massive investment firms KKR and BlackRock. On social media, Utah Senator John Curtis praised the project, saying it would, quote, cement Utah's place at the center of innovation. This week is usually when Utah's snowpack peaks. Instead, it's mostly gone. KUER's David Kondos has more.
Utah's statewide snowpack average has dropped to 3 inches. That's just 21% of normal for this time of year. Jack Schmidt directs the Center for Colorado River Studies at Utah State University.
The conditions are unprecedented. This is the worst scenario we could have in terms of such a dismal winter and such a disappearance of the snowpack.
Paired with low levels at Lake Powell, he says it's a bad combination in a region that depends on the white stuff for its water. Now, Utah's snow was already in poor shape. Then the recent heat wave zapped what was left. Between March 21st and 30th, Utah lost half of its snowpack. Shel Winkley is a meteorologist with research organization Climate Central. He says the warmth was much more likely because of human-caused emissions changing our climate.
It's not to say that this is going to happen every March, but we know that these temperatures are now much more likely in a world with climate change.
And he says states like Utah should act now to be prepared for the next season like this. For KUER News, I'm David Kondos in St. George.
Utah State has hired longtime Northern Iowa coach Ben Jacobson to lead its men's basketball team. Jacobson will take over in a 5-year deal. Since 2015, USU hasn't had a head coach last longer than 3 years. Several previous coaches took jobs at other schools after good seasons in Utah. Former USU coach Jared Calhoun is now at Cincinnati. New coach Jacobson spent 20 seasons at Northern Iowa. A big shakeup is coming to the Sunday schedule for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. There will still be an hour-long worship service. Then, starting in September, instead of 1-hour-long class afterward, there will be 2 classes, each about a half hour long. This means adults and youth will attend both Sunday school and gender-specific classes every week. That's how it used to be before 2019, when the church switched from 3 hours on Sunday to 2. The change included classes alternating each week. You're listening to KUER News.